Thanks for tuning in to the River Amsterdam podcast. Today's episode is from our 10-minute teaching series, which is available on all podcast platforms as well as our YouTube channel. Now, let's get into today's topic.
Well, the title of today is Under Pressure, this short teaching. And what do you do when everything around you gets shaken? Will you remain unshakable? The Bible talks about that exact thing happening in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 26. God says, "Once more, I will shake not only the earth, but the heavens also." This means that all of creation will be shaken and removed so that only unshakable things will remain. So I believe we're actually living in those times where everything gets shaken. The shaking of the nations, the shaking of different systems, the economic system, the political system, even the religious system. All kinds of systems are being shaken. And we have to make sure that we are unshakable, that we are founded securely on Christ the rock, so that we will not be moved when everything else gets shaken around us. It's very important we make certain decisions and commitments so that we stand our ground and we stand firm when everything else gets fluid and shaky. But I know you will. I know you will stand strong. But let me tell you how. Actually, Hebrews 12, verse 1, the beginning verses, verse 2, actually gives us that exact answer on how to remain strong when everything else gets shaken. It says this, that when we run our race, we do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. He endured the cross and he overcame, and that's how he remained unshakable, even when sinners were coming against him, even when the people he was sent to asked to, for him to be murdered on a cross, he remained unshakable. And we can do the same if we just look to him. So what's the answer? The answer is when we keep our eyes on Jesus, we will be unshakable. So you can be unshakable, but the key is looking to Jesus. Actually, Corrie ten Boom, she's a Dutch lady I admire. She survived World War II, concentration camps, and the Lord gave her a mighty voice to the nations. I'm a Dutch guy, so I can relate. But she's an amazing woman of God, and she gave this quote that I love and that goes right along with what we're talking about today. She says, "If you look at the world, you'll be distressed. If you look within, you'll be depressed. But if you look at Christ, you'll be at rest." And I think that's such a crucial thing to remember, is for somebody who has lived through some things, she knew what the key was. It's looking at Christ, keeping your eyes on Jesus, the one who started the good work. He will surely complete what he has started, and we can totally trust in him. She gave another quote that I love that goes right along with this. She said, when you buy a train ticket to go on a journey, you get on board of the train, and the train is on a journey, but it goes through a tunnel, and suddenly everything gets dark. Do you throw your ticket away and jump off the train? No, of course not. Why not? Because you trust the engineer that is running that train. You trust that this too will pass, that you'll come through this dark tunnel, and that there's brighter things ahead of you. And that's exactly what we need to be doing when things get shaky, when things come under pressure, when you feel like you're being tested. Just remember, this too will pass. I'm coming right through. My life is in his hand. The hairs on my head are all numbered, and he cares for me. So you can trust him. You just keep your eyes on him, like Peter did in the beginning when he first walked on the water in the middle of the storm. He kept his eyes on Jesus, and he was a walking miracle. But then he shifted his focus to the storm, to the winds and the waves, and he started sinking. You and I, we can learn from that. We can walk on water through every storm and come out victoriously by this one key, just keeping our eyes on Jesus. Keeping our eyes on Jesus will actually do two things with us. Number one, it will build our faith till it's unshakable. It will build our faith to an unshakable level. Psalms 121, it says, "I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from?" And then it says, "My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." So we don't need to be looking anywhere else for help. We need to be looking to God for help. We need to be looking to Jesus for help. He is our help. He is our source. He is our supply. He is all we need. And he'll take good care of us. if we just trust in Him. In Psalms 34, verse 5, is an awesome scripture that has been really speaking to me all year. It says, "Those who look to Him for help will be radiant with joy. No shadow of shame will darken their faces." Those who look to Him for help will be radiant with joy. When you need help, you look to Him. When you need peace, you look to Him. When you need joy, you just keep your eyes on Him. You'll be radiant with joy, and no shadow of shame will darken your face. Those who trust in Him will never be ashamed. So don't worry about what's going on around you. You use wisdom, you pray, you keep your eyes on Jesus, and He will see you right through. Amen. The second thing that happens is when we're under pressure and we keep our eyes on Jesus, He actually purifies us from, removes everything that is shakable out of our life. John 15 talks about the pruning of the vine, that the Father, He is pruning His vine so it produces more fruit. The same thing happens with us, that when we get under pressure, we're like that grape that gets squeezed. And when it gets squeezed, what comes out? Sweet or sour juice? When it's sour, it means the Lord is working. When there's that attitude or that fear or, you know, like that anger or like different things coming out that just don't belong in your life and in the life of Christ, then you know He's bringing it to the top to remove it right out. He said in Malachi 3 that He is purifying the sons of Levi like someone who purifies silver and gold. He puts it in the fire and all the impurities come to the top and He removes it right out until it's pure gold, pure silver. And that's what He's doing. Faith that is tried by fire, that is more precious than gold. So He's actually working something in us through all the situations, through everything that is shaken. He is making us more unshakable and He's purifying us and He's using it for the good, making us strong in the Lord more and more. Not that I'm saying that the things that are happening are coming from God, because God is a good God and He doesn't tempt. He's only light, no darkness in Him at all, but He's turning it around for good. And He's working something in you, a weight of eternal glory that will stand the test of time. You will not be weak, you will be strong, and you will be unshakable, because everything shaky, everything of the gray areas, every hidden thing of the heart is being removed by the work of God. Jesus, the Bible says it in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. It says that when we look to Him and look at His word, as in a mirror, we behold His glory, something happens. We are being transformed into that same image from glory to glory. So when we just make a decision, I'm keeping my eyes on Jesus, I'm keeping my eyes on the word, something happens. We are being transformed by the Holy Spirit into the image of Christ. So whatever is happening in your life, whatever pressure might have come, just know that you come out gloriously, victoriously, strong, shining, radiant by the power of God. Just keep your eyes on Jesus and He will see you right through. Love you. God bless you. And see you next time.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Make sure to share it on your social media and tag us at River Amsterdam. If you want to be notified of new podcasts when they're released, just subscribe. And while you're at it, leave a review and let us know how this podcast is impacting your life. We'll see you next week on the River Amsterdam podcast.